Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is the is a longtime Brain Trust member, going all the way back to 1999. In fact, this is his 14th anniversary with us right now. This visit is he's the founder and the chairman of BNI Business Network International, the author of many books, including the most recent one, Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think. He's our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. It's good. Great to be on the show. It's always great to be on the show.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Ivan. Recently, not just recently, but over the last few years, you've made the acquaintance of and become and made the contact with a guy named Richard Branson, the international, highly successful entrepreneur from England, the Virgin brand founder, and you spent a lot of time with him recently, haven't you?
I spent about a week with him on Necker Island, which was exciting, and Necker is an amazing place.
That's his island out in the Atlantic, right? He owns and lives there, or part of the time anyway. So you spent some time with him. Tell us a little bit about this guy.
Well, he's a consummate networker. I mean, he can really connect with people at all levels of an organization. Heads of state he feels comfortable talking to, and he also is quite comfortable talking to blue-collar workers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really, I've gone to school on him a little bit on his ability to just interact with people at all levels of an organization. Truly amazing.
Right.
And, of course, he's very successful, which, it's always good to hang around somebody who's more successful than you are.
What do you think he attributes his level of success to? I think it might be because he didn't have as much education as some people do. he dropped out before the education system could ruin him.
actually, he doesn't say quite that, but he does feel that sometimes people their education gets in their way. He and I had a brief conversation on that, and he asked me, because clearly I have had a lot of education, and he said, have you found that to be of any value to you at all? Because I think his personal experience was that it wasn't necessary for him.
Right.
And I told him I did. I thought that, education helped teach you how to think, not necessarily what to think, and how to process problems. And he didn't argue with that, but he definitely does not feel it's necessary.
Right, right. I was just thinking about that Paul Simon lyric from one of his songs, with all the education I've had, it's a wonder I can think at all.
Yeah.
But that is an interesting thing. Two highly successful international entrepreneurs, Ivan Meisner and Richard Branson, side by side, one having dropped out. I don't even know if he graduated from high school or not, and I don't think he did. And then the other one with a PhD, a terminal degree.
Yeah.
How about that? How about that juxtaposition?
That is a juxtaposition, but here's the interesting thing, is he can connect with people that have an education, people who don't have an education,
yep.
And that was one of the things that I really admire about him, is that he really seems to be able to have a conversation with just about anybody, and not everyone's good at that.
Right. No, you're right about that.
You're really not. Yeah.
Yep, yep. Well, he's, to talk to him, he's, never mind education, he's scary smart, right?
He is. He's scary smart, and he's well-read. So it's not like he doesn't read, and he doesn't
he's not uneducated, it's just the formal part. He doesn't have the formal part, which, as I said, as Paul Simon said, it's a wonder I can think at all.
Well, but he surrounds himself also with people that are, if not well-educated, many of them are, Right. who are very intelligent and have some really interesting ideas. When we were on the island, he had somebody who was a guest who ended up doing a presentation on solar power.
Right.
And it was really, and we weren't there for business, but he happened to be there, and he said, "Hey, could you, you know, talk to us all about the solar power?" Mm-hmm. And he did a whole, probably a 1 hour talk about solar power and how it's just coming a long, long way from where it was a few years ago.
Right.
So he surrounds himself with people like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see where solar power would be an important topic on in an island in the middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah, because the island is powered virtually 100% by diesel gas.
Yeah.
And so, as a matter of fact, developing nations are the ones that seem to be using more and more solar power.
Right. Because they don't have an investment in another energy paradigm. Hold on to that thought, Dr. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. We're celebrating his 14th anniversary.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.